To see what attracted Bill Bagby to North High Cross Road, just climb the steps to the roof of his specialty produce operation, Tiny Greens. Looking east past a man-made lake and the saline branch of the Salt Fork River, Bagby points out some of the prairie grove that first attracted settlers to this part of Champaign County.
And this intensely forested large tree area is the last of the big grove area, which was originally a huge forested area, and we've already chopped up so much of it, and it's already degraded so much that the species are just running for cover out here.
But Bagby says plans for major highway projects in this sparsely populated area could threaten a way of life enjoyed by him and his neighbors. Those projects include an extension of the I-74 University Avenue interchange, linking it with North High Cross Road. And then there's the Ring Road, a proposed system of existing, expanded, and new roads encircling the Champaign-Urbana area. At an Urbana City Council meeting in February, Bagby said the roadway would just encourage urban sprawl and hurt the inner city.
Ring roads have systematically destroyed towns almost everywhere they have appeared. Even when cities have been able to annex property to increase the tax base to properties adjacent to ring roads for development purposes, it's always been at the expense of in-town properties.
The North High Cross Road area is just outside Urbana city limits, close enough to fall under city zoning authority for possible future annexation. And the area's ring road opponents want the city to know where they stand. But Susan Chavarria, a transportation planner with the Champaign County Regional Planning Commission, says fears that the project would be a superhighway or a magnet for development are unfounded. She says Champaign-Urbana's Ring Road, she prefers the term arterial fringe road, would be built for different traffic volumes and speeds depending on the needs of the area it's passing through. The exact needs of the North High Cross Road area are still under study. But Chavarria says they're forecasting minimal growth in the area. She says the fringe road's objective is to relieve traffic congestion in the center of town.
We do have a high percentage of our commuter traffic coming in from other counties, especially from Vermilion County and also from Piatt. We expect that people would come in on the roadways like US 45, I-74, I-72, and come in and take the arterial fringe road system around to get either bypass a commuter or come through to major corridors going to the major employment centers in our community.
Chavarria works with the Champaign-Urbana Urbanized Transportation Study, which included the arterial fringe road in its new long-range transportation plan for the area. The plan is required to qualify the area for federal highway funding, and the Urbana City Council endorsed the plan last week. But there's no mention of a fringe road in Urbana's own long-range plan, which city planners are working on. City Planning Manager Rob Kowalski says the plan does call for I-74 access to the area, but that's to serve expected new development to the south, such as the new Walmart planned for Illinois Route 130.
The proposed comprehensive plan for the city of Urbana does not propose intense development in the unincorporated part of northeast Urbana. It proposes a rural residential type of development, something that is not expected to generate significant amount of traffic and activity in that area.
Susan Chavarria says that barring a windfall in federal funding, the North High Cross Road area may not see any big highway projects over the next 20 years, no matter what the plans say. But even 20 years is much too soon for North High Cross residents like George Boyd. Boyd told the Urbana City Council the solution that would satisfy him.
If you want to make us happy, eliminate all of the proposed future roads northeast of Urbana, out in the countryside. Get them off the table, and then we'll be happy.
I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.